329, go ahead.
Sir, how you doing this evening, Jack?
Oh, very good, except cold. That's about it.
I copy that. Definitely cold. It's not going to get any better anytime soon, I don't think, but I will survive it. Did you make it to your appointment today?
Not today. On the 20th.
Okay, I copy that. I thought I seen one for the 15th today. I thought. Maybe I got the numbers mixed up.
Okay, no problem. How's work today? Tired a little bit?
It was just another day. Didn't work too hard. Went in, did my time, and just trying to stay warm was the toughest battle. Doors opening and closing over there. Pretty chilly on the end where I'm sitting at. They got trucks coming in and out, so it's pretty cool upstairs.
Yeah. Well, today I was on the 10-meter, and I heard about 5-6 people, they were on it. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I was on there for a little bit off and on. I talked to British Columbia. Way down South America. I'd have to look on my log here. A couple guys I made contact with, I've talked to them already. There was a little bit of coming through. I think it's pretty quiet now, isn't it?
Calm down a little bit, and I had to leave and come back. I just came back. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm in Bagger. Got once the sun went down, started getting a lot of noise for some reason. But yeah, I don't know what's going on out there now. I see around 6-7. I hear China coming in. Didn't hear none today though.
Well, I don't know. The Sheboygan repeater is down. The Detroit repeater is down. And the Mount Clemens are acting up. So I don't know.
Copy that. I tried to key down on the Detroit repeater today on the way from work and didn't get no response out of it. But maybe just you get the moisture and then you get all the cold weather. Things freeze up, I don't know, it creates issues, I guess.
That's how it is. It's always like that. You get moisture. Yeah, what are you going to do? You know, you got to get through it when they can. I don't blame them with that cold weather out there.
Oh yeah, I copy that. You can't be climbing no towers or be up on some icy rooftop. Not at this moment. Anyways, not the safest. But maybe we get some mild weather in the next couple weeks, maybe. I'm hoping. But yeah, it's not looking good right now.
After the cold weather, which is on the 19th, they said it's going to be very cold. All the way next week, I guess. I just looked at this morning, about 6 o'clock, and it's saying it's going to be like 22 below zero. That's what I was, the whole week next week.
Yeah, I didn't get the exact temperature, but I know it's supposed to drop down pretty good by next week. So anything with water pipes, if it's not, everything not closed in tight, you definitely have a problem with that. A car battery, if you don't have a good one, it's definitely going to let you know with this cold weather coming.
And not only that, make sure your tank is filled up with gas. Otherwise, it would not start. And, you know, in the back old days, it happened to me. I don't know if it's going to get that cold. It would not start at all because I had a very low gas in the tank. So then I went and got some gas and put it in the tank and start up. But same thing right now. I guess it will freeze up that 87 octane, huh?
I'm not sure of the gas freezing up, but I see when you got a low tank, you get a little moisture in the tank itself, I guess, and the moisture is what freezes up if you get moisture in the tank with those really low temperatures, from what I understand. But I don't think the gas will actually freeze.
You're probably right. The moisture is getting in the tank, and those pipes. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, well, that was in the 80s. That's what happened. But now I haven't seen any yet.
Well, nowadays they got a lot of different additives in their fuel. That probably helps too. But if you keep a full tank, that's what I usually do if it's cold weather. I try to keep the tank full. Or you gotta let the car run a little longer than normal to get it warmed up. You got lots of fuel.
Tim, are you on a handheld? Because there was a little bit bigger fade out and came right back.
On the handheld, Ed, just sitting in the living room. I got it straight up and down. It usually talks pretty good from here, but might be some a little could be me, maybe. I'm not moving too much here. Or getting some kind of interference.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, no big deal. I wouldn't worry about it too much. You're sounding good anyhow with that radio. What, is that the Wixom Ocean radio?